I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Time to give out shovels at 9:03 in the a.m. If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter at 1057TheFan. Hashtag BBMS, hashtag shovels. Ed Norris, we'll get your shovel this morning.
Jacksonville City Council. This is one of the dumbest things. Well, it's Florida. What can I say? As much as I love Florida, this is just, I don't know how they do this. One of the nice things about the state is the nature is beautiful if you're into that stuff. There's bird watching, and there's a park by my house where there's alligators everywhere. It's scary, but it's very cool to see in life. There's all kinds of Florida panthers, bobcats. There's all kinds of stuff down there. But they've just a really nice ecology in Florida. However, you know the where it is and what happens with the weather, and it's prone to hurricanes and terrible storms, and they just get hit with the most deadly hurricane in 100 years in Florida. Knock my fence down, knock a piece of my roof off, and we were just on the outside of it. So we didn't get hit like the rest of the people. Well, the city council in Jacksonville is hearing a plan that is being shepherded through by some very rich attorneys of a builder. Inside Pumpkin Hill Creek, it's a preserve state park. It's a nature park. You go there and it's everything I just said. It's a beautiful place, and it's a great way to get away from city life for a day if you want to go see it and walk through and see what Florida really looks like. The problem is it's in a flood zone. They're proposing to build 97 homes in the subdivision there. Not only are they destroying the park, and of course people complaining about taking away the wildlife and the vegetation and all that stuff, it's a flood zone. And what happens when you build homes is you take away the natural drainage. So it's bad now when there's a lot of water when it rains and we get a big storm. What happens when you add 100 homes, concrete, asphalt, and we're going to put in drainage ditches? Yeah, that'll do it. That'll do it. You're not going to have all that runoff. It's going to endanger everybody. So now the solution is, we'll just evacuate. This is your plan. And this is just because rich people continue to get what they want. And these builders, these people who are the owners of this, they're going to push it through. And you wonder, did they pay the city council off? Because this plan was proposed before. It was unanimously shot down. I don't even know why they're hearing it again. But I'm very curious to see what happens here. Because I would not buy a house in that subdivision if it was for a dollar. You got to be out of your mind.
Jamie Conn, who gets your shovel?
Two girls that ended up getting upside down pineapple tattoos. They didn't know the
what it means,
hidden meaning behind it, which I think we've talked about before. Do you guys? I know. Do you know the hidden meaning for swingers?
Okay.
The upside down pineapple, whether it's in a grocery store or what, outside your house?
Outside your house. People put them outside their house.
Yeah. This poor girl, Brittany Lewin, learned about that after she chose a line drawing a pineapple inside of a triangle. It's upside down. But let's be honest, whether or not you get a tattoo on your arm, depending on how people look at it, it could be upside down, the perception of it. Yeah. If you're holding your hand up or if it's, your arm's down.
Go ahead.
Somebody asked her, is that an upside down pineapple? And she was like, oh, yeah, it is. He says, well, do you know what that means? And she had no idea. Yeah. So now you're dealing with it. Now it's kind of funny, but you're going to get approached quite a bit. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, my wife put a doormat in front of our house. We wipe your feet, one of those mats, welcome mats. It was of a pineapple. I made her put it in the back of the house. Because I was like, do you know what this is saying to people?
So you only swing with the back door, is what you're saying.
I want fewer people to see it, is what I want. I didn't want, you know, there's a couple of guys that walked, there's these twin brothers down there that could be GQ models. Mm-hmm. They're both, you know, they're beautiful. They are. They're tall, they're muscular, handsome, man bun, the whole bit.
Yeah.
They stroll around the neighborhood. I'm telling her they're just trolling for MILFs. They're trolling for bored housewives. I said, I do not want them seeing that outside the house.
They're recruiting.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, please. The village idiot knows what they're doing.
That's what I said. They're recruiting.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
I give my shovel to Ed's New York Jets. Listen, I know Nathaniel Hackett was successful in Green Bay, but he had a guy named Aaron Rodgers. I don't know if you heard of him. He also had the number 32 ranked offense this past year in points and 21st in yards. You know, unless you're telling me, well, we have inside sources that said if we get him, we can get Aaron Rodgers. By then, I would still give you another shovel, because why do you want Aaron Rodgers at this point in his career?
Right.
And I love Aaron Rodgers, but I'm not making moves for
you
him.
A player away from a Super Bowl?
Yeah, that's the player.
Right.
A guy who, while he was younger, didn't get there with home field advantage several times in Green Bay. And I love Aaron Rodgers, but they call a spade, man. Nathaniel Hackett was historically bad this past year. His offense was. I know he was the head coach, but the offense was bad.
Fewest points per game in the league.
And now you want to go hoping to roll the dice and get Aaron Rodgers, a guy that looks like he's motivated more by what he does than what we do.
I like the signing.
I really can't believe you do.
Huh? Oh, I don't care who the Jets sign. They can sign whoever they want.
Let's go.
Well, I was going to give my shovel, but being a Jets fan, I was like, well, who cares?
Oh, I'll do it. Like, I'll do it. Like, let's go get Joe in Woodbury, who has a shovel. What's up, Joe?
Good morning, y'all. I just want to let y'all know I'm at Planet Fitness, and my shovel goes to people who overemphasize things. It's one thing to acknowledge things that haven't occurred before, and I'm speaking of if the Chiefs and Philly make it to the playoffs, make it to the Super Bowl. So I asked Joe, what do they have in common? Joe paused. I said, Joe, what does the quarterbacks have in common? He paused. I said, Joe, their ethnicity. So Joe said, quietly and real soft, they're both black. And before I could say anything, he said, partially black. And then I bust out laughing because I said, well, who's partially black? And I said, oh, he's speaking of Mahomes. And then I said, and I'm at the gym, man, just telling people his answer because he sounds so politically correct and innocent. But, Joe, every black person in this country is basically partially black. Hey, Rob, you know where I'm going with this, right?
Yes.
But in the game, if Mahomes make a play and he does it with his feet real fast, somebody's going to say, that's the black side of him. If he makes an intelligent play throwing the ball and real smart or something, somebody at the end of the bar is going to say, oh, that's the white side of him. It will happen, y'all. And I just wanted to put it out there now because I think it's so funny. That's my shovel for the day, y'all. I got to go back to work. Take it easy.
He's talking about that biracial angel in Kansas City.
It's not what how it went at all.
I think that's exactly how it went down.
He said, what do they have in common, Joe? I said, I don't know. You tell me. And he said, no, what do the quarterbacks have in common? What do they look like? And I said, they're both black or partially black. And he said, exactly.
You know what it's time for right now? Us to take a call from Antonio on Rosedale. What's up, Antonio?
Man.
What's up, buddy?
How you guys doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. TGIF.
TGIF, my friend. I couldn't agree with you more.
Happy heavenly belated birthday to Mo.
Thanks, buddy.
Welcome. And will Bautista pitch like he did last year for the Orioles? Or will there be a drop off? And you guys have a fantastic weekend.
You have a fantastic weekend as well. I think Bautista would take the next step, man. I think there was more meat on that bone, those bones, Jeremy Kahn.
Get that Omar whistle coming out.
Yeah.
Turn into a thing here. I know a lot of the fantasy guys really like Bautista this year, coming into his own, expecting the Orioles to play some close games and having a closer there that can finish it out, get you some K's.
I think that's the coolest thing we have in Baltimore sports right now.
Yeah.
Him walking out his Omar,
absolutely.
Omar whistle.
Yep.
He had no idea what it was at first.
I know. I think it's just all. This is right up to me with the squirrel dance when Ray would come out before a game.
I thought it'd be great if he came out in a trench coat and they took it off of him and took it into the dugout.
That'd be hilarious.
I'd say, think about this: the Orioles knew it before we knew it. They came out with the home run chain. What are they doing? What are you? You're not winning anything. Mm-hmm. They did. They came out with the Omar theme. Mm-hmm. Their swagger suggested that they knew it all the time.
Well, yeah.
That's not?
Yeah.
Because they didn't do those things before.
No.
They took Swagger to another level in 2022, almost like we knew this was different. And I think that's a big reason why they played so different. Let's hope they continue that, keep it moving. 410-583-1057. Jeremy Kahn's Daily Line at 9:30 telling you who to bet on. But on the other side, we'll talk some Maryland basketball with Maryland assistant Tony Skin on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
9:16 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn on this feel-good first responder Friday. Terps coming off a big win at home. They got a matchup on Saturday, 4:30. You can find that game right here on 105.7 The Fan as the Nebraska Cornhuskers come to College Park to take on the Terps. Joining us right now, assistant coach for the Terps, Tony Skin. Good morning to you, coach.
Good morning, man. How you guys doing?
Doing well. Listen, one thing I noticed from the game the other night, you guys really took care of business down the stretch. It looked like, maybe a little comeback attempt there, but then you start knocking down some shots, playing really good defense. What was the key down the stretch the other night?
I mean, I think it's for our group, especially with the type of strength of schedule that we've had, just being in that comfort zone and being at home and playing in front of our fans, that was huge for our guys. The atmosphere was, as electric as it's been all season, and those guys felt that. Once you see a couple shots go in, man, the ultimate confidence comes out, and, our guys saw that, and they smelled it and kind of just stuck with it.
They're definitely playing better at home. It's stark, and they even seem to be gaining confidence as the season goes on. At this point in the season, what are you happiest about that's going on with this team, and what needs improvement going into the next stretch?
I think we got off to an early start. And when you have a group of kids and a group of guys that haven't really played together for a long time, you got to think we assimilated this squad in such a short time. And just having an overall buy-in from all these kids, it's hard to start out that hot and not expect the storm to come.
Sure.
And I think that's just been the adjustment that we've had to make. And, when you're playing in the Big Ten, man, it's not always easy when, three out of your first five games are on the road in atmospheres that are not friendly at all. That's just what this league brings. But, I'm happy with where we are. I think we still have the best basketball ahead of us.
Yeah, I want to take you back. Well, first off, Julian Reese had an exceptional night shooting in the last game, but he to me was a catalyst in the second half for that comeback. And had you guys played halfway decent in that first half, that may be a different story. But what's gotten into him? What are you seeing with Julian?
I mean, he's for one, Juice still a sophomore, a young sophomore at that. I think Juice barely 19, and he's still learning. He's still growing. Coach Grant Billmeyer has done a phenomenal job in just helping him expand his game, helping him understand his position where, you look at this league, man, you got some monsters at that position. And for him to be able to, the last couple games, I don't think anyone was expecting for him to be able to be, I wouldn't say dominant, but, damn near it against Zach Edey, the best player in the country. And then, Austin Crowell, who's playing just as good as anybody else at his position in the league. Again, I think it's a confidence thing for him as well. And, we put him in the right spots, and he was able to just kind of get himself going and just give us that cushion that we needed.
Yeah, I agree with you here. Quick assistant coach Tony Skin, talking Maryland basketball, courtesy of the Ashley Furniture Guest Hotline. That young man has been playing sensational. I've been talking about the Big Ten lately. You had, seems like you had Purdue, the Boilermakers, 9-1, 20-1 overall. But then after that, between Rutgers all the way on down to Iowa, how much of a gap is it between the rest of those teams? You may have that one top team, but I think everybody else is just fighting for equality, basically.
Yeah, it's a monster of a league, man. You know, you can say what you want to say, but, I was watching the Iowa-Michigan State game yesterday, and then they put the rankings up, and it's like, man, you might wake up Monday morning, and you're in 12th or 13th place, and you get a win or two, you're in, like, third or second place, or vice versa. It's a tight league. I don't think there's very much separation from top to bottom, with the exception of Purdue, and there's not a better time to be playing your best basketball than kind of where we're trending, hopefully, in the next couple games here, down the stretch in January and, hopefully in February.
You guys have been playing better as of late. Where would you like to see improvements on this team moving forward?
I think it's just for us just kind of knowing who we are, knowing what our identity is. Once we're able to score the basketball, we got to get into our press. That gets us going. And I think just learning how to win on the road, we've had some chances. Obviously, we've had some games on the road that weren't, in our favor, and we didn't stand a chance. But we've also had, at Wisconsin, it was a single point, single possession game. At Iowa, it was the same thing for the most part. But just learning how to be able to get those games down the stretch on the road is really just what I think we just have to continue to build on, and we'll have those opportunities. But it's always good and always comforting to get your confidence going at home. So we got to take care of home at first, first and foremost, and then just, look to go down on the road. I think we have our next road trip will be at, I believe, Minnesota, who almost beat, Indiana the other night. So it's definitely a monster of a league, but I'd love to see us just be a little bit more consistent with learning how to win on the road.
Hey, Coach, thanks a lot, man. Good luck for you on Saturday as you take on the Nebraska Cornhuskers, get that win and get closer and closer to the NCAA tournament, which I know you guys, that's the goal.
Absolutely. That's what we're aiming for and practicing every day for, man. So hopefully we can get those things done.
Thanks a lot, Coach.
All right, I appreciate you guys having me.
Thank you, man.
I'll say this about this coaching staff, man. Mm-hmm. We've had several of them on, and they straight bring it, Ed. I mean, it's not – they kind of remind me of that on the Orioles side, the Michael Lodge regime. When you get that refreshing, I'm just going to lay it out and tell you.
I'm just going to answer questions.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't have time for all that jargon.
Dancing around. Exactly. And cutesy stuff.
And that's all you want. Even if you tell me something I didn't want to hear, I got to at least say you're telling me something, man.
And I'm not throwing him under the bus because actually, genuinely, I do like the guy. But you remember Dan Duquette's sinister laugh?
Yeah.
Like when he didn't want to answer something.
and I'm with you. I like him, but you got the Elias regime with the Orioles, you have the Willett regime now with the Terps on the basketball side. Mm-hmm. I've always thought Loxley told it like it was on the football side. Loxley calls balls and strikes. Yeah. It's refreshing to get coaches and administration who is tied with the media who tell you the truth. Even though they can't tell you the whole story. Elias will tell us something sometime, Jeremy, kind of in the riddle. He'll say it like, got to figure it out.
Yeah, and then the move comes.
Yes, but he at least leads you into the right direction.
He's done with those a couple times.
Exactly. Yeah. Something's going to be done. Just not going to tell you what.
I'm waiting to see. Look, we're getting closer and closer to baseball season, football season winding down, what this team looks like this year. So it's going to be fun.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan on this fantastic Feel Good Friday. Jeremy, because you got a minute or so. Give us the weather, man. It looks beautiful outside.
The weather today is 40 degrees right now. 44 will be the high. Clear skies all day. Got some rain coming in. Well, supposed to be some rain next week, but looks like it might miss us.
Really?
There you go. Yeah.
I hope so.
Where'd you learn meteorology, by the way?
Huh?
Where'd you learn meteorology?
From Cupertino.
Cupertino?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apple?
Cupertino U?
Yeah, Cupertino U. What's the matter?
What's
you?
The matter you?
Yeah. What's Encore at 9:45 on the other side? Jeremy Carr, what you got for us?
Yeah, nice night last night. Went 5-0 in my top plays. A little fortunate in some. We'll talk about that. Overall, just a really good night. We'll have to get into that. And we got to give our football pick. So at the end, when I'm giving mine against the point spread, you got to see what everybody likes.
I'll hope I'm back by then. Yeah. I got to take care of some business.
Yeah, Rob, go ahead. Just bite your lip and give it hell, bud.
He's crowning.
Yeah. Look at him prairie dogging. He's doing like a crab walk down to the men's room. But anyway, we'll be back to go over the daily line. I'll give you the concrete lock for this weekend and more right here on 105.7 The Fan.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
That's courtesy of the Knicks Radio Network. And I just got to thank Joe LaCroix for playing that highlight from the Knicks Radio Network. I went 5-0 last night in my top plays. Had a little rough stretch there for a while. So it's nice to kind of highlight that you had a good night. Joe picked one of my losers. So thanks, Joe. One of the losers, buddy. Last night. It wasn't a top play, but the Knicks and Celtics, I had the under. It was going under until it went to overtime. So just to recap last night, the Mavericks were my top play. They won outright as an underdog. I had the Bulls Hornets over. That didn't hit. Knicks Celtics, I had the under there, as we just talked about. That game went to overtime, which was just... Anytime you're watching, you get a game like that, it's infuriating when that happens. It just goes to overtime. And I had the Pistons plus the points. Didn't need them as they won outright. They were getting 7.5, 8 last night. They beat the Nets outright. College hoops, my top three top plays. USC plus 4.5 won outright. Iowa plus 2.5 lost by 2. Thank God. Fairleigh Dickinson, St. Francis over that hit. Lost James Madison, hit Fairfield. Tampa Bay was my other top play in the NHL. We're talking about Boston's the best team. Tampa Bay won, Detroit won, Chicago, Calgary. That pushed, unless you got it late, you got it at 6.5, and then you could have went 3-0 in the NHL, had you trailed everything. So overall, a really good night leading us into today and this weekend. We'll get to the NFL games last because I want to get your guys' takes on what you think or who you think is going to win. But let me start with this. Not a lot of great games tonight, in my opinion. Okay, so it's one of those nights where you look at it. Last night, right off the bat, I knew there were two games that I liked. Tonight, we'll get into it, and I'll tell you what I'm on. But NCAA, not a lot of great matchups, but I like Iona minus 5.5 at Siena. I like Niagara minus 5.5 at home against Manhattan. I'm going to take Marist plus 2.5 against Ryder, and Kent State minus 10 against Buffalo. You see what I'm saying? These aren't like the household teams. Yeah. It's one of those Friday nights that we used to have where there were a lot of Ivy League schools playing in the MAC.
Okay, you say gamblers know all of these schools, these teams. So what category do you put me in that I'm not a gambler, but I know these teams?
Yeah, I know. Well, you know the basketball teams. And, well, I mean,
I don't know what category I get in.
You'd be advantageous here to look at some of these games and see what you like. Again, the key for me, and I say this all the time, is following the money, seeing where everybody's going. But that's just what I look at. Let's go to the NHL. I'm going to take Detroit and the New York Islanders under 5.5. Uh-huh. That would be my favorite NHL play today. But I like Calgary minus 105 at Seattle. That's virtually a pick 'em. Seattle's a little bit more of a favorite. You're just paying less on what would typically be juice. But minus 105 on the road. Nothing else really stood out to me in the NHL, Ed. Don't know what you were looking at. But
yeah, I like the Detroit because Detroit was just played last night in an overtime game. Mm-hmm. So I wonder how good their legs are going to be tonight. So you're going under is probably a good idea. I'm also looking at Las Vegas coming into New York to play the Rangers. Mm-hmm. The Rangers, they played an overtime game on Wednesday, but they are home, and Vegas is coming a long way to play them, but they've been off for a bit, so... I'm thinking that this is going to be a fairly high-scoring game.
I like the over there, man.
Me too.
Like,
that's what I'm talking about.
It's 5.5.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Wow.
I just thought it was a little low. I thought it was going to be 6 or higher when I saw the I told you this. When I see 5.5s in hockey, it makes me want to take the under because they're begging you to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're like, oh, go ahead, take the over. We've got it low enough. it makes me want to. But when I saw this one, all the money's coming in on the under because Vegas is, correct me if I'm wrong, they're more of a defensive-minded team. The Rangers have a pretty good goalie, right? Vegas
Shesterkin's one of the best. In, yeah.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
He's like Gnipkinot.
Gnipkinot. Yeah. So, but I like that over there. That
because Vegas hasn't played since like Monday or something. Monday,
why
Tuesday?
Have they been off? Were they playing overseas?
No.
Because I know they're,
they played Tuesday.
Like the NBA had a game in Paris, right? In France. Mm-hmm. And that's why the Knicks were off. Who was the French player? Who are they playing? The Magic, maybe? It doesn't matter. But yeah, that was something I looked at. And the NBA tonight, again, it seems like a lighter slate, or maybe there's just not as much that I like. But I'm going to go Magic and Heat over 219.5. These are two traditionally lower scoring teams, the Heat especially. I just think the number's too low. I think this game finishes in the 220s. I'm going to go back to the well here. Pacers and Bucks over 238.5. Just hoping I'd wait on this game to make sure the Bucks starters are going to be in. I expect them to be. But this could be just one of those up-tempo games where nonstop scoring. And lastly, I like the Cavs and Thunder under 224.5. It'd be one of my favorite plays tonight, along with Niagara at home against Manhattan and that Magic Heat over. Those are going to be my favorite plays. Now, on to the NFL this week. What do you guys, Rob, what do you think about Sunday? Which way are you leaning? Who wins?
AFC, I'm going Chiefs. I think the Chiefs win a close one, maybe even overtime, but I think they win a close one. And NFC, I'm going Eagles. I think Chiefs, Eagles, Super Bowl. Great story. Andy Reid going up against the team that he took to the Super Bowl before, but this team has nothing to do with Andy Reid. There's no Andy Reid on this team. Yeah, going with that. I'm confidently going with that.
Okay, something tells me we're all going to have different Super Bowl teams, like not the same matchup. But okay, so you have Chiefs and Eagles.
Uh-huh.
What do you have?
Bengals, 49ers.
Yeah, so we're all going to be different. Bengals, 49ers, and I have Chiefs and 49ers. The thing I'll say about this, all right, so let me give you what I like from this weekend. Mm-hmm. And I love both games. I'm making my lock the Chiefs. The line movement's been strange. I wanted to go with the other game, so I really like both games this weekend. I'm going to take the Chiefs minus one, and the deciding factor in this game to me is going to be the defensive line.
Mm-hmm.
I just think they get after Joe Burrow. I'm not telling you they're going to make him look terrible. He's not going to throw for 150 yards or anything like that, but I think they make life difficult.
They will.
And if Pat Mahomes is 70%, 80%, he will be able to move the ball down the field on this Cincinnati defense. I think Kansas City wins outright as a one. I got him down as a 1-point favorite. I saw him plus one. Mm-hmm. Hell, it even got up to plus 2.5 in some places. But this Philly-San Fran game, it's hard for me to get away from. And somebody said, well, why do you like the over in this game? So the over is my play on Sunday. So if I ask you which one of these games would be higher scoring, which one would you say?
Cincy KC.
Yep, all the way.
Cincy KC's total is 47.5. San Fran Philly is 46.5.
Really?
They're not that different, guys. And the fact of the matter is, even though there are two better defensive teams in this game, you have a West Coast team coming east to play at 3:00. Not the end of the world, but the travel does, I think, will affect them. Philly will be home. They're going to try to run the football and establish it. I think you got defenses that can give you short fields and score. I still expect Philly to put up points, but I'll go back to it. Outside of last week, to me, that was a bit of an anomaly. The San Francisco 49ers coming into last week's game were averaging 35 points a game with Brock Purdy. I don't need them to get 35. I need them to get somewhere in the 20s. And they haven't lost since, what is it, the end of October?
12 games.
I just don't know how you bet against a team that's on a win streak like that. And I understand they're coming east to play this Eagles team. I think San Fran wins. At worst, Philly wins a close one. But I love this game to go over the total. I think it's the highest scoring game of the weekend. And my daily fantasy lineups will show it because everybody's going to go Cincy KC. I'll be on San Fran Philly. So I love the over there. Both of these are top plays for me this weekend, Kansas City and the Philadelphia over. Kansas City is my concrete lock.
You are the man. Thank you very much. 410-583-1057. Kai in Reisterstown. What's up, Kai?
Happy Friday, fellas.
Same
hey, look, man. I see San Fran winning this game. Kyle Shanahan, best coordinator in the league. I just think that defense will be able to slow Hurts down a little bit. And I just think that tight end, man, it's going to be a good tight end work. The other game, I'm taking the Bengals, man. I think Joe Burrow has arrived. And also, I think Jeremy made some good points. I do think they're going to get after Joe Burrow, but I think Joe Burrow, I think he's smart enough to be able to recognize. And their scheme is really good. So I think Hayden Hurst and Joe Mixon had big games this week on in the middle of the field because he's going to get the ball out pretty quick. And those guys can make plays after the catch. So I'm going a high-scoring game over the total probably with that game. But I'm going to play heavy on Mixon and Hurst. Thanks, fellas.
Thank you. He said Joe Burrow has arrived. I guess Patrick Mahomes hasn't.
Surprise.
I guess Patrick Mahomes, former MVP, hadn't arrived.
Somebody should tell him.
I guess he's not home. Joe Burrow has arrived. Excuse me? Yoo-hoo. You may have heard of me. I went number 14 in red, 15 in red. Yeah, I mean, I won an MVP. I make miraculous throws. Yeah. I look like a magician out there.
Watch me jump off the wrong foot with the wrong hand and throw it behind my back to somebody that's wide open.
What? I pass for 5,000 yards a couple times.
Routinely.
You know what I mean? I just allow me to reintroduce myself. Jeez, Ty. Mm. Joe has the encore. You don't want to miss it. Also, find out what we learned today on The Fan.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Let's go to Columbia and get Greg. What's up, Greg?
Hey, good morning. I do not hate the Bengals. I think the Joe Burrow, Jamar Chase story from LSU when they were the first team to go 15-0, I think that story is just phenomenal. They must have a unique love for football, and I just love to see that love for football come to fruition in the NFL with their winning the Super Bowl. And then also I want to mention, you had this Tigers combination with Burrow and Chase. Then you had the Clemson Tiger with T. Higgins. You know, let the Bengals. I'm not let them, but let's see the Bengal Tiger do that thing.
What? I don't know what he was. What is let the Bengal tiger what did that mean? Them win? Like, are we supposed to pull for him?
They're going to unleash the tiger.
Because I'm kind of curious. Greg is the most positive guy that we've had on this show.
Ever.
In the history. Like, there's no negativity, Greg, and I appreciate it. But like,
you appreciate it?
Yeah. It's refreshing this to see someone that positive. But the fact.
But you once said.
No, don't even start, because I'll read the text from you when he was. I ain't picking up on this. What does MF mean?
But you once said.
But listen, that it made me so sick to my stomach.
Yes, you once said that.
It's like having something that's too sweet. You know, like, ooh, damn. It's too sweet. You didn't expect that.
Call him bad sweet.
I didn't call him. He's just positive. He's just constant. So, like.
Give him his flowers.
I'll give him flowers. If he doesn't. He doesn't dislike any team, but then who is he rooting for? Is he rooting for all the teams to play hard?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, he was just trying to connect the two schools that had Tiger mascots.
Yeah, Bengal Tiger, 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 Bengal, Bengal Tiger.
Mm. Well, T. Higgins with the Clemson, didn't he?
Yeah.
And Burrow went to LSU.
So did
all
Chase.
Those Tigers.
And Chase, right, all Tigers.
And Tyler Boyd was a Panther at Pitt. Okay. Joe Mixon was a Sooner. Though. at Oklahoma.
That's not Tiger, though.
Hayden Hurst was a... he went to South Carolina.
Gamecock.
He was a what?
He was a cat. Yeah. I caught myself.
Oh, my God. I was wondering if you would go through with it. Go ahead, were Jeremy. You, bust the move.
There, were you missing when they said the soup was low overseasoned?
Yes. The soup was a little overseasoned.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
That call is the gifts they keep on giving, man. You could do an encore off a call every day, Joe.
Yeah.
Honestly, if you ever got lazy, you could just do the encores every day off a call.
Has anybody heard from Dan in Middle River?
No, I have not.
You haven't heard from him in
forever. That's a good point.
He kept saying that I banned him, and I was like,
Did he?
I can't do that. He was like, I know you banned me. I was like, I didn't ban you.
No. The guy went to the same high school as Cooper Kupp. We weren't going to ban him.
Joe did say he banned one caller before, like, what was that, 2 years ago?
What was his name?
I forget his name. You banned somebody 2 years ago, Joe.
Why would you ban somebody?
Tiger, bangle, bangle, tiger.
Yeah. You're not banning Greg.
I like Greg. His positivity is refreshing.
Really?
I said that, and then whatever.
You think his positivity is refreshing?
In a job where everyone calls in and is mean, yes.
Yeah. It's like... Do you remember, we used to have a caller, and I hope he's still out there, named Chioke. Chioke's calls every single time were about canceling something. Like, oh my God, there's a hurricane down in Florida. Do you think that the Florida Gators should play at Auburn this week because of the hurricanes in Florida? I think they should. Like, it was always about canceling an upcoming game, which I never understood. He waited until something would happen. Then we got to cancel everything. That was all his calls were. They were great.
So you say he was cancel culture before?
He was just trying to cancel culture. Games because something there was always something more important. Yeah, handle that first.
He was a sports fan.
Yeah. That's good stuff.
Now time for you to find out what we learned today. Edward, what did you learn?
I learned you can get into the Pro Football Hall of Fame with just 18 career touchdowns.
Who?
There's other reason he's in there. Today's Fritz Pollard's birthday.
Oh.
One of the two black players in the NFL in 1920. They were the first two, him and Bobby Marshall. Mm-hmm. And he became the first black head coach in the NFL.
Yeah, they had the committee named after him.
Yeah.
That's really they would have been his birthday?
Yeah, he would have been 129 today. He's born 1894, started his football career in 1920, played for Brown University, and also passed away in Silver Spring, Maryland. I didn't know that.
Silver Spring, Maryland.
Yep.
Mm.
But today it's his birthday.
That's good. Jeremy Cohen.
Yeah, I was going to tell you about... I was going to give you another really bad dad joke, but I'll stay away from it. So I go visit my grandfather every day at this assisted living facility, and there's a woman in there that's kind of become like my girlfriend, 90-some-year-old Miss Jean. Who mm-hmm. She's not doing well. She's, mm-hmm. A lot of people in there in the Novembers of their lives, if you will.
I got you.
And she got rushed to the hospital. And I got so worried about someone that I talk to every time I go see my grandfather. She's the old lady that was a former stand-up comedian, so she tells me jokes all the time. She's the one that said, do you know how women in West Virginia get pregnant? And I'm thinking, like, what's the punchline here? Because I know all the West Virginia jokes. And she basically goes, I'll clean it up, because she said it. They screw them, stupid. It's a real funny lady, so I'm hoping she pulls through. And I got to meet her family a little bit yesterday, so just sad thing. So keep her in your prayers.
I thought they had a quirky West Virginia twist to it as well.
Nah, man, she's got some filthy jokes, so I love her.
Does she make you blush?
Sometimes, yeah.
I learned that legendary college basketball analyst Billy Packer, was the lead analyst on CBS for college basketball for 27 years, called 34 Final Fours. He died at the age of 82 years old. Mark Packer's son, sports talk radio host, who I got to know in the Charlotte, North Carolina area. Mark Packer signed a huge contract here, like toward the beginning of the millennium. He was making big bang because he had a regional show.
Right.
Because he was very smart in that area. Everybody's Clemson, South Carolina, Tar Heels. Right. So he talked to Panthers. He talked about all the regional teams, and he sold his show throughout the region and made big bank on that. I mean, huge, because you could do that there, because you can just talk about four or five teams, and you can't go wrong, because everybody's a fan of one of those teams. And if you're a Clemson Tiger fan, that means you hate South Carolina, so when they talk about South Carolina, you're still going to listen, because that's your rival. So he cornered the market down there on that in the early 80s. That's Mark Packer, his dad, Billy Packer, who I got a chance to meet once, died at the age of 82. Yeah. Vinny and Haiti up next. Not in studio. Where they broadcasting live from at?
Jones Junction.
Okay. Broadcasting live on the site. Don't go anywhere. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful day.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.